How you doing?
Good.
No, that's what I. Are you new to this? That's what I say to the people, my people, man. That's what I say, and that starts the show. I have my friend Dan with me here. Dan, would you like to explain who you are, please, to the fine listeners?
Do I say who the real Dan is, or the comic Dan?
You say whatever you want. We're just eating up air here. We're just killing a half an hour.
Okay. I am known in the comic book world as Decapitated Dan. I do horror comic news, reviews. I did a podcast, which many of you probably heard Doug on. Other than that, I run a comic book show called DanCon, and I founded the Ghastly Awards. I think that's it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Does it feel weird being on the other end of the questioning?
It kind of does. I've only been interviewed actually once.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
It is. It is. I have no idea what's coming out of your mouth.
Me neither. You got unfortunate timing, because what I was planning to do, I wanted to have Dan on, because, you know, especially this time of year, the podcast gets lots of listeners, because people are, you know, I'm bumped out around Christmas, and people are either also bumped out in, you know, misery loves company, or they just enjoy my misery, you know, one of the two. So I was originally going to have Dan on because, you know, when you're bummed out on the holidays, you go on Facebook and you see other people's happy lives. you see them posting how happy they are. Oh, look at my lovely wife. Look at the fun we're having and this and that. So I wanted to have one of those people on and just berate them. Oh. That's Dan, everybody. That's Dan. That's Dan and his happy life and his ilk that torture us with their little happy pictures.
Oh, that's too funny.
But given the events of yesterday, it looks like we're just going to talk about a bunch of dead kids.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Are we going to talk about ones in China first?
Well, you know, you scooped me, Dan. You're talking about the guy who cut a bunch of people up with a knife or something?
Yeah. I heard on the radio when I was coming home from work yesterday that apparently guns aren't really like allowed in China. I don't know their laws or anything. So instead of school shootings, they have school stabbings.
Merry Christmas.
And yesterday, apparently 20 kids got stabbed. So
wow, 20 kids.
Yeah.
My first thought when I heard both of these incidents was to go on that thing. The website where you see how many 8-year-olds you could beat up. Do you know what that is?
Is that Xbox Live?
No. No, there's a website where you, like, enter your height and weight and stuff like that, and it tells you how many 8-year-olds at once you could beat up.
Oh, really? I did not know about this.
Really? You didn't know? My first thought was to go on there and see if they had added, you know, a option of killing 8-year-old kids also. Hold on one second. Pardon me. I got a bit of a cold. So some guy in China was stabbing kids.
Yeah, apparently.
That's a nice wrinkle. What was his problem?
Oh, I have no idea. He lives in China. Communism. I don't know.
I'm a little shocked to find out they were in school and you didn't do this in a factory. I didn't even know they went to school. You should have went to the Apple factory. You could have got way more than just 22 kids.
Oh, crazy.
And they would have been too tired to run away.
Oh my God. What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah. So what? I had just heard it on the peripheral. So that happened recently, like yesterday too?
That's what I heard, is that that also happened yesterday. Yep.
Oh.
I mean, I can fact check it here. Here, I'll search it on the net.
That's something that, No.
No.
You don't get to hide and search something while I talk. You and me. I get interviewed by Dan, and he just lets me talk, and he, like, Googles stuff while I'm quote unquote being interviewed. Irritated about something, and he like Googles, you know, what kind of car he wants, or something nice to buy for his wife, and then show us all on Facebook. Look at this beautiful thing I got. Yeah. Well, just talk for a while, Doug. I gotta upload some pictures of us smiling.
The secrets that I revealed now that discussions is over.
Yeah, you're in the receiving end now, buddy. So, does this have to do with the Mayans? Is this some event that I didn't fight, you know, like yesterday, both of these incidents?
Who knows? Did you see people were also saying on Facebook that they were asking, like, all their friends and stuff if they were going to let their kids go to school on the 21st.
Huh.
And all these people were like, oh, no, there's no way my kids are going to school on the 21st. And it was like, come on.
I don't have any kids. And I've been trying to, you know, put myself in these people's shoes. And by the way, remember a couple months ago, everybody, when I said that the Batman shooting in the theater wasn't that big a deal and not to get worked up about it? Remember? Huh? That it wasn't that terrible? I was right. It wasn't, was it? This was terrible. I told you it wasn't that bad. Now you know. That wasn't bad. This is bad. This is bad news. And so I've been trying. I think maybe I might even hold my kid back. You know? Not for any logical reason. You know, not that I believe somebody's going to come running through and shooting up a school in Milwaukee, although it's possible because we've had two mass shootings here in the last summer. But I think maybe Monday morning, maybe I would look at my kid and go, hey, you know what, why don't we go to the museum today or something? You know?
Sure.
But I wouldn't post it on Facebook. I would get on Facebook and go, oh, there's no way I'm letting my kid, because I would know it's insane, and there's no, you know, there's nothing going to happen to him, or there's no little worry. But I think, you know, I think maybe the incident, maybe I just go, you know, maybe I'll just spend a day with my kid and just chill out. Maybe.
What doesn't make the crazies come out, though, Doug? What doesn't make them come out?
Yeah. I'm worked up about Bill Maher right now. Here's his quote from Bill Maher. He posted this on Facebook and probably Twitter. Sorry, but giving your kids will fix nothing. Only having the balls to stand up to our insane, selfish gun culture will. And that was yesterday. Is that the time for that? Is that the time to start popping off about, you know, gun laws and stuff? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. If it's a year-round debate, why do you have to wait for the tragedies to happen?
Well, he doesn't. This is him all day long, every day.
Right.
But I don't, you know, I've said some cold stuff in my day. But the day you see a bunch of kids get shot by some lunatic, you know, like berating somebody for like giving their kid, you know, belittling them for giving their kids a hug. They're being concerned about their kids. I don't know, man. I think that's a little out of line.
Well, how come?
Go ahead.
How come, you know, you have to wait until it hits America? You know, look at, wasn't it like over the summer or something like that when that huge incident where 120-some kids were killed at that camp over in Switzerland or Sweden?
Yeah, that was this past year. Yeah, some Swedish dude shot up a bunch of kids.
Right, they were all on an island, and he just went and picked them all off. It was just one of those
like
things.
Like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Swedish whack-a-mole.
But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where as soon as it hits home, you know, we'll all talk about it. I hate to say it, we're only going to talk about it for a week, and then everybody's going to be like, well, did you get the new Cabbage Patch doll?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So, but, I mean, going to the root of the problem, you could, you know, obviously we're going to have this debate in this country, even though, you know, 20 kids just got killed. We're not going to stop arguing politics, even on that day. But you could argue, I suppose, if he didn't have guns, he wouldn't have been able to kill as many kids. Except that he might have just blown up the school and killed all the kids. But the root of the problem is somebody out there was so disturbed that they could look at a classroom full of kids and shoot them in cold blood. That's the root of the problem. You can take the gun away, and maybe he doesn't kill as many kids, but he's still going to kill some kids. You know, if we change the root of the problem is this guy has no value whatsoever on human life. And he's loose. He's out on the loose. So if you eliminate the problem of a maniac being on the loose, he doesn't kill anybody. See, you take the gun away from a lunatic, you still have a lunatic running around, right?
Right.
So, you know, you can blame the gun culture, you can also blame the media. Like you say, you know, every 2 weeks this thing gets glorified. How about the news culture that glorifies all this crap? Because 2 months ago, this guy who yesterday walked in and shot up a bunch of kids saw all the stuff about the Batman shooting. And the shooting at the Sikh temple over here. And all this, it all gets glorified. So how about some taking some responsibility for that? Instead of giving everybody with a gun the finger.
Do you own a gun?
Yeah, I own 2 guns.
Okay.
I own, one and a half.
One and a half? I don't know what that means.
One broke, and I haven't gotten around to getting it fixed.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a 45, and the little lever that holds the magazine in just broke off one day.
Oh, okay.
It just went sproing, and then the magazine fell out. So I can still shoot it, but I got to load it, you know, like a musket kind of. I can shoot once and then take the bullet out, slide a new bullet in, and then shoot again, but I can't load the magazine into it.
Right. Hold on a second. Wait, hold on. I got to put the powder in. I got to push it down. Now I got to put the bullet in.
Yeah, like Sylvester. Okay, first the powder, then the flint, then the packing. That I got to do with some rod. Otherwise, I got a bolt-action Mauser, and I can just stab him with the bayonet.
Oh.
It comes to that.
Oh, goodness.
So I got, you know, have you ever been to a gun show?
I have never been to a gun show. I'm not a gun person.
Right. It's just gun people are just, they're not like a bunch of neo-Nazis and stuff. And they're not even people like me. They're just a bunch of dumb Okies. You go to the gun show and it's just like a bunch of farmers and fishermen and stuff. It's actually very boring. It's just like any other convention. They're just picking through stuff and arguing about price. It could be fishing lures or comic books or anything. It's just another convention. They just happen to, you know, be collecting guns. But these people with the assault rifles and stuff, they're not the ones you got to worry about because they're spending like $500, $2,000 on an assault rifle. That guy, you know, he's just buying, like, a glorified painting for his wall. He's going to buy that and stick it in his wall or stick it in a chest in his den so it looks cool.
Right. You're
not going to drop $2,000 on something and then roll around in the mud with it and kick in doors and stuff. First of all, he's got $2,000 to drop on a novelty item for himself. He doesn't have a whole lot of problems. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. It's like a guy who buys a cannon. Are you worried about a guy who buys a cannon? What's he going to do with it? Come on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. This isn't somebody who's, you know, he's not even going through a divorce if he's got that kind of disposable income. He's just buying a bunch of toys, basically. This guy doesn't have any problems. You know, it's the people who buy, like, a $50 handgun with a broken handle. Those are the people you got to worry about. Because he's buying that gun so he can shoot somebody and drop it in the lake. It's only $50. What do I care? Yeah, trust me, no, nobody out there is going to get robbed at an ATM with a $2,000 assault rifle. They're not going to point a gun at you that is way more than whatever your limit is to get money out of the ATM. There's no, you know, the math doesn't add up on that. So tell me more about this China thing. Do you know anything else about it?
No, you told me I can't go on Google. I don't know anything about it. The only thing I know about it is when he was talking about it on the radio, he was saying that like I said, because they can't have guns over there, there are a lot of stabbings at schools instead of shootings.
Really?
I mean, to me, the only thing that's weird about that is, and keep in mind, I've never been in the situation. I've never been in the situation where someone's pulled a gun on me or had a knife, right? But I'd imagine if the dude with the knife is coming at you, you see it coming. You know what?
Yeah.
So what is getting stabbed is the question. Are you trying to defend yourself? Is your hand getting stabbed? You know, it's just one of those things. It's you don't understand it until, you know, I guess you're in that situation.
Yeah, I guess. It's almost got like a Benny Hill kind of feel to it in my head. Some guy chasing kids around with a knife in a schoolroom. Running around the desk. You know, every once in a while, like, gets one. Funk.
Oh my god.
That's weird. But they didn't even have that many kids in China. Like, the government will kill them.
Is that still in effect?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you got more than one kid.
I thought it was two. Like, if you had more than, if like that third kid came out, nope.
Pause. Maybe it is true now. I don't know, but there definitely is a limit, and if you exceed that limit, then there's a problem.
Isn't that what you said on Facebook? Something about let's take 75 years with no kids or something.
Yeah, I forget what I said now. I say so many brilliant things on there.
You are a genius on Facebook. I cannot deny that.
It's mandatory abortions for 75 years, and then we won't have any more problems.
Then we also won't have any more people.
Well, that's my point.
Okay.
That's my point. You want bad stuff to stop happening, you got to get rid of all of us.
Yeah.
It's got to let us all die off, and nothing bad will happen except, you know, bunny rabbits getting eaten by wolves and stuff like that. That'll all still happen.
That's horrible.
So that's the problem. That is not Christmas. Bunny rabbits being eaten.
Oh, goodness.
God, what an incident.
You've spent 18 minutes talking about this.
Already? I plan on talking about the whole show.
Oh, the whole show. Oh, man.
Well, I don't have anything else.
I thought we were going to talk about Christmas joy.
Well, yeah, I was going to find a bunch of, you know, stuff that you had posted on the internet to make fun of you, but you wanted to do this at noon.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't post that much. I posted, you know, stuff that we went to New Orleans, you know, and this.
Look
and
at
that.
Us, we're on vacation. Look at us.
Pictures
of yourselves and by a bunch of your crummy football teams memorabilia.
Oh, so mean.
Have you guys won a game yet this year?
We have won five.
Five. Well, you're humming right along, aren't you?
That's right.
You.
That's
five
right.
Five wins. I think we had five wins last month over here.
Nice. Nice. I like the way you did that. That was nice. Good
Lord. Yeah, but I'm ill-prepared because, you know, I don't get up before noon if I don't have to.
Yeah, that is something we should make sure everyone knows, is that I'm an early bird and you're a night owl.
Yeah, every time I want to talk to Dan, I have to get up before noon, and that's really not the basis of a good friendship, Dan.
No, it's not. Yet you come to DanCon, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you're always late.
I'm not. There was a blizzard at the time I was late. I'm not always late.
There was a blizzard.
You can't blame me for the weather.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I thought you were late the second year, too.
I probably was.
Exactly. No excuses for that, because that was a decent day.
I think I was. I think I was late that year too.
Because
there's no way to judge through Chicago, no matter how early you leave. Like when I talked to Loyola University, I had to give a lecture like 2 weeks ago. I left, like, I gave myself, like, an extra hour and a half. I live an hour and a half away, so I gave myself double the time to get down there, and I was still 5 minutes late.
That's Chicago, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, because somebody decided to get killed, like, on Sheridan Avenue, which was the main route to get to Loyola. Like, somebody stepped in front of a bus or something, and then there was construction after that, so the whole thing was a mess.
Ugh. That's why I stay out of Chicago.
It's a great town, though. Google the China thing.
No, you told me I can't. Okay.
I'm undoing that.
Okay, I'm looking.
Tell me more about your holidays. What do you have planned? Good stuff going on?
Are
you going to sit in a lonely apartment and eat a frozen pizza and cry like I am, or you got something else going on?
I don't have an apartment. I have a house.
Oh,
I thought you had a house.
I don't have a house.
I saw a picture of your backyard that was full of, like, 35 lawnmowers or something.
Well, I live in a duplex, but it's not mine.
So those aren't your lawnmowers?
Yeah, those are my lawnmowers. I can still have my stuff in the backyard.
Oh.
Actually, those were, there was one lawnmower and a couple of snowblowers, and they were all buried in the snow. They didn't put them away.
There's nothing better than living in Wisconsin and having your snowblowers buried by snow, right?
At least nobody stole them.
But
if I put them in the garage, they get stolen, but they're not smart enough to look in the backyard for anything because it's dark and scary.
You do have a fence.
Yeah, and I have a fence.
Exactly.
They would have to climb over the fence and then somehow get the snowblower over the fence. Whereas if I put it in the garage, all I have to do is break in the garage door and wheel it away.
All right, here we go. I looked up the story in China. How much of this do you want me to read? Just the gist of it for the most part?
Start reading and I'll tell you when it's okay.
A knife-wielding man injured 22 children and one adult outside a school in central China as the students were arriving for class on Friday. The attack in Henan province was around 8 a.m. The attacker was 36 years old. There was no motive given for the stabbings, which echo a string of familiar assaults against school children in 2010 that killed nearly 20 and wounded more than 50.
Wow.
The most recent such attack took place in August, when a knife-wielding man broke into a middle school in another town in China and stabbed two students before fleeing.
So that's the thing over there.
Yeah, you don't have guns, so I guess you gotta stab.
I guess, but stabbing kids. Huh? Any motivation other than, are they just nuts, or you can't afford, were they his kids? Does it say anything?
No, it doesn't.
They're not big on information getting released over there.
No. Just your Apple Pop product is delayed. That's about it.
Exactly.
I'm so going to go to hell for this podcast, I'm telling you.
This is tame by my standards, you know that.
Trust me, I know. I'm
dialing it back so that you don't, you know, because I have a cast. I'm dialing it down a little bit. Plus, I still don't really have my head around what happened yesterday. I mean, there's funny stuff I'd like to say, but maybe I'm going to lay off.
Well, let me ask you, if there's any solution to it, do you see a solution to any of it?
You mean to make it never happen again?
Yeah. If there is a way to make it never happen again, do you see it even being possible?
No, it's not possible. Because people are screwed up. There's defective people running around. That's the, you know... The solution is, like I said, don't have any more kids ever. Get rid of all the people. Because, you know, there's disturbed people. There's no solution. There's nothing you can do about that. I stumbled onto a story that the biggest mass shooting in a school ever was 1927. And the guy blew it up with a homemade bomb. So, no guns, no violent video games, no violent movies, no internet, no news culture, no gun culture. Just screwed up people running around. I would say the only solution is, and I mean this is, you know, just a hypothesis off on the fly here. as to why this is happening more, is we're less and less connected to each other as people.
Isn't that the point of Facebook? Oh!
Bite my hand that feeds me. You know, I love doing that. But really, the only thing I know about my neighbor is he hates me. And I don't know anything about my neighbor on my left. You know, I don't know anybody about the people around me. Nobody does anymore. We Twitter and we Facebook and stuff like that. You know, I'm friends with you. You're 2 hours away.
Sure.
We don't know anything about the people around us on a day-to-day basis. Now, there's a guy out there who's so effed up that he ran in and shot up a bunch of little kids. Now, you can't tell me that 50 years ago, when everybody knew who their neighbor was, nobody would have seen this coming.
Now, I have to say, I do think his motive, if there is one, was that it was his mom was the teacher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he was going in for that, and then after that, he's just like, well, I got to get rid of all these people.
Right, yeah, this game on. Well, that first one wasn't so bad. I still have a couple of guns here. No, but he's obviously, you know, incredibly disturbed. But nobody saw this. I don't think there's a situation where, you know, I think the Batman shooting was somebody snapping. But most of this stuff, like the shootings over here, you know, the one guy was a neo-Nazi who was obviously an a-hole, and the other guy had like a domestic violence record as long as his arm. Somebody should be mentioning this. I mean, people should be able to see this coming. And I think it was 50 years ago where everybody knew who their neighbors were. We know, you know, this guy is going over the edge. We need to keep an eye on him. But now these people are just left to stew and get on the internet. Nobody talks to him. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody sees his descent into madness.
Well, that plays into it. I'm going to have to say that. That has to play into it. Because, you know, everybody is so effed up in the head. And I'm not really generalizing this here, because I mean, I really think it's a point where I think everybody at a certain point is effed up in the head, to the point where if I post something on a social media site and no one responds to it, I'm upset about it.
It's true.
It's like, hey, I had turkey legs for dinner. Well, if no one likes that, then I'm mad. It's like, why aren't you liking it? And that's sad. That's a sad culture.
Yeah, it is. That's where we're getting our, you know, our emotional jollies off of. Instead of, you know, talking to our neighbor over the fence. You know, and I know I sound like I've watched way too much Mad Men, because I have.
Mad Men or Tool Time? Or Home Improvement? Home Improvement. You
Mad
said
Men.
Neighbor over the fence. That's what I mean. I've never seen this Mad Men you speak of.
You've never seen Mad Men?
No, I've never seen it.
You're not missing anything. It's not that great a show. It's just one of the ones you get kind of roped into. But it's, you know, it starts off in like the late 50s, the Eisenhower era, where everybody had a white picket fence and kids, and the neighbors came over all the time and that sort of thing. I think that was a culture that wasn't conducive to somebody just turning into a maniac in their dark basement and then busting into a school and shooting a bunch of kids, and nobody sees it coming and nobody can prevent it. There wasn't a conducive culture for that sort of thing. But I think our culture now, where nobody knows anybody, nobody talks to each other, and we Twitter little characters into the social media ether and interact that way. I mean, that's not a meaningful way of interacting with anybody.
Right.
You know, this guy here could have typed in, I had turkey legs for dinner, and it means something completely different. Like, the turkey was alive. Well, he was eating the legs, or, you know, I had turkey legs for dinner, and he didn't have enough characters left in the tweet to go, and I think I'm going to end it all and take a bunch of kids with me, you know, this is my last meal, or whatever. You can't get deep enough into somebody's psyche, whereas if you're just talking to the guy, and you can see his eye twitching as he tells you about his turkey dinner, you know something's up. So
right.
I think the way we interact with each other now is a lot more conducive for people just sort of, you know, descending into evil and madness and nobody knowing about it. I mean, think about this guy. Think about how screwed up this guy is. And he's walking around in the streets for, you know, months. a maniac, a complete evil maniac, and he's just walking around. There were how many situations there where somebody could have spotted something or known something was wrong, or maybe, you know, 2 months later, you know, talked him off the ledge a little bit.
Do you think it's a fear culture then?
What's that?
Do you think it's kind of like a fear culture where we're too scared to say something?
I think it's a culture where we don't care. The culture is so much about me and what I'm going to post and stuff like that, that we're not even paying attention to each other. How can this guy, how can this somebody like this just be walking around? I just can't get past that. Can you imagine yourself shooting a little kid?
I couldn't, no.
No, it's insane. But there's somebody out there who not only imagined it, he planned for it, went out and did it. I mean, that personality, that individual is so far off from the rest of us, there had to have been an uncalculable amount of opportunities for somebody to spot that. Or maybe just slow it down. I mean, like you say, we're all a little screwed up in the head. You got somebody who's a little screwed up, and he's just left to his own devices in a dark basement, you're going to have a problem. But if you got somebody who's a little screwed up, and, you know, he's got to go over to the neighbors every 2 weeks for some stupid party or something like that, and he's interacting with normal people all the time, you know, it there's a governor on how insane he's going to get.
Would you consider these people to be on the same mentality as, say like a serial killer or something like that?
I don't know. The jury's out. I mean, we don't really know that much about this guy yet. But I will say this. This guy and the Batman killer and the two mass murderers over here in Milwaukee, this wasn't a Zodiac killer, you know? This wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer. This wasn't Jack the Ripper, who was, like, planning some diabolical thing in his basement and, you know, has the mentality of I'm trying to get away with something and I'm sneaking around and I'm, you know, these aren't master criminals. These are just lunatics, which is, you know, sort of my point. I'm sure there were opportunities for them to go, uh-oh, this guy's trouble.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, these weren't people like, you know, Dahmer who were, knew they were doing something bad and knew that they had to hide. You know, like, Dahmer even interacted with the police.
Okay, well, see now there, Dahmer, Gacy, you know, Bundy, these guys, they killed, as what we're told, you know, they killed for the thrill of killing. It was what excited them and stuff like that. These guys now are going and doing this and then blowing their own damn brains out. So, you know, it's just like, well, if I'm going to go, I'm going to take everybody with me.
Yeah, that maybe does upend my point a little bit because, you know, these guys interacted with plenty of people and still got away with it. But it's still two different types of people. You know, I think these recent guys, they could have been spotted.
Right. Well, okay, go back.
And possibly slow down. You know, people don't just come out of it. Some people do just drop out of their mother's dress and they're batshit crazy right from Jump Street.
Sure.
But there's some people who are just a little off, and depending on, you know, the avenue life takes them or the being left to their own devices, get worse and worse and worse. And some of them, you know, because they got to go to a job every day and interact with people every day, and they have examples of normal people, and they're being allowed to hang out with it. You know, it cools them out a little bit.
Right. Right. Well, go back all the way to you have to say, go back all the way to Columbine, and look what happened there. Right. You had people in trench coats, and then they listened, and they had on their walls posters of Marilyn Manson or Ozzy Osbourne or just shit like that. And then all of a sudden, everybody who was me in high school, just because they had a trench coat or, you know, because they listened to fucking metal, it just turned into this whole, well, what are you gonna do mentality. It was just complete utter bullshit. It was like, I'm mentally stable, you don't have to worry about me, I'm not gonna worry about you, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, although it's a chicken or the egg thing. Were these people listening to dark stuff and that turned them, or were they dark and that's why they were attracted to this stuff? I mean, there's all sorts of different reasons people listen to Marilyn Manson. But there is that, I mean, it's undeniable that there is that facet of, you know, it's dark stuff.
Sure.
So, I mean, some people who are dark to begin with are going to be attracted to that, and some people who, you know, just have that little screwed-up gene in them, that's one more step in the direction of, I'm going to end up in a trench coat getting shot by police.
Well, okay, throw this then into the mix. How many of these people, and not to technically, you know, throw race under the bus, how many of these people are black? None. They're all white.
Yeah. Oh, no. The one shooting here was a black guy. I almost fell out of my chair. But you're right. You know, 99% of them are white. So what does that tell us?
I don't know. That's the weird part, isn't it? I mean, you get you can't say that it's someone who technically, if you would have had a criminal past, like if it's someone who maybe was in a gang and went to jail for killing somebody and then served their time and got out, you know, they would probably go right back to the lifestyle they had compared to, you know, jumping into just going, I'm going to go to the elementary school and I'm going to take everybody out.
Right. Well, it could have something to do with this, though. The black community and the Latino community, they're more of a community.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, there's still a whole lot of interaction with your neighbors in the black community and the Latino community, for sure. I've got Latino friends. Every 2 weeks, their entire family's crammed into their house celebrating some stupid thing. So you're not left to your own devices. You're not left alone to just, you know, wallow and whatever and just stare at a blank wall or a Marilyn Manson picture until you go do something insane.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think it's the level of interaction with other people is what can stop this and curb this, if anything can. But, yeah, like the white community, we don't like each other, let's be honest.
No. No, I mean, I agree with you. I don't know my neighbors.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I avoid my family whenever I can. We try to get out of stuff like that. We try to get out of family events and community stuff. We're not into it. We don't like it. We weasel our way out of it whenever we can. Whereas in the black community, it's an event. Hey, let's go and hang out with whoever.
All I can say is Zuckerberg. There you go. There's your answer. Zuckerberg. He got all these white people talking online.
he's ruined this country. I hope he knows that. He's ruined an entire culture. Us just communicating with, you know, three sentences back and forth. I mean, you can't have a logical, thoughtful discussion on Facebook or Twitter. There's no way.
Oh God, no! It was kind of like, and before Facebook, it was the message boards, you know, or the forums. You know, you go onto this message board that you followed, and you'd have this grand debate about this idiot or, you know, anything in general. The new Halo game sucks, and then there's some idiot telling you that it doesn't suck, and you're yelling at each other for 10 minutes, and you hate each other with a passion. But now you can do that just instantly on Facebook. I mean, it just keeps evolving to the point where, you know, 2 years from now, we'll all just be on Skype, and we'll all just be video chatting with each other going, dude, you suck, and your mom's a... You know, your mom's... It's just... Ugh.
Well, at least with Skype, we'll be able to see each other. You know, I'll be able to see that this dude in the basement has, you know, a homemade bomb behind him. What's that behind you? Is that a blueprint to the school? Don't worry about it. We're talking about Halo right now. Stop changing the subject. It looks like a blueprint to the elementary school. It's the third level of Mario Brothers. Don't worry about it. Don't look at it. Don't look over there. You know, well, at least they have to have our apartments looking semi-neat in at least one room. I mean, now, you know, you don't even want to see this apartment, Dan. It's insane, the apartment I'm living in. But it can look insane, and I can have a broken handgun lying on the floor because I know no one's ever going to come over here. I'm only going to interact with you on the phone today and a couple people on Facebook.
Sure.
So I'm being allowed to turn into a lunatic. If this was, you know, 50 years ago, there's no way my apartment would look like this.
Right. It's this weird thing where it's, you know, you really don't know who to point the finger at, but you're so quick to point it as soon as something happens.
Right.
It's in a way it's the saddest thing that is possible. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. It's like we all think we're press agents for ourselves. Something happens and we all got to get on Facebook and say what our viewpoint is in three sentences.
Right. Now, I understand if you want to go on and just honestly say, you know, that this was a sad event, and that's, you know what, that's free speech. You're entitled to do what you want to do, but to see 10,000 people do it, I'm sorry. I didn't do it. I didn't personally go on there and say anything. It was just one of those things where it was just like, everyone else is saying it. Good. That's what you want to say. Good for you. But, you know, I'm still living Dan's life.
He's still living it up, everybody. He's got sweaters to buy. He's got big pictures of with his wife.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go get a pug so the pug can sit on their lap.
Screw that. We got cats. But it's funny that you say that, because I do have to go buy a sweater today.
Of course you do.
I have
Is it going to be matching? Do you and your wife have matching jogging suits? Jog around?
Oh, my God. You were taking that too far.
that going on today?
I'm going to tell Amy everything you said, and she's going to let you have it.
I'm going to tell my wife on you. I'm going to tell my wife everything, because we tell each other everything, because we're in a good relationship.
Oh.
I'm going to have a conversation with my wife where we're not screaming at each other. That's my face, why don't you?
Oh, Christ.
I can talk to my wife without one of us throwing something at each other. How do you like that?
What's so funny, about this is the very first podcast of yours I ever listened to was when you talked about your divorce.
That was all of them for, like, the first year. Very cathartic. It was all of them in every blog. Oh, my life is ruined. It's over.
Oh, goodness. Now I live in a duplex with 25 lawnmowers in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm going to end up living in a... Everything I said was going to happen to me, happened to me. Everything I said. Look at this apartment. Lawnmowers in the backyard. Here's how I'm going to end up. And then here I am. This is how I ended up. Going back to what I was saying, you know, if the neighbors would come over once in a while and say hi, maybe, you know.
What happened to the days of Leave It to Beaver, where you move in somewhere and the neighbors come over with a pie? What's wrong with a pie, people?
Exactly. More pies, less guns. Hmm? How about that? More pies, less stabbing. See, they don't have any pies in China. That's why it's all going to hell over there. There's no pies over there. There's only iPhones. Things that make iPhones.
Well, you say there's only iPhones, but they can't even play with the iPhones. They have to make them and package them.
Doesn't anybody ever get to test them?
Well, I'm sure someone very high up gets to test them.
Probably the guy who stabbed everybody gets to test them.
Oh, my God.
Got on Facebook and went, ape crap. Oh, stupid Americans.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right, well, you're at, just so you know, you're at 43 minutes.
Well, so we got like 3 minutes left. Well, do you want to plug anything?
No, I got nothing to plug other than DanCon and the Gastly Awards.
Well, okay, there you go. Explain the Gastly Awards to everybody.
Okay, I can do that. The Gastly Awards are an award that we started to basically, specifically go after the genre of horror comics. You know, you have the Eisners and the Harveys, which are the two highest awards in the industry. And they are just everything, anything comics. But, you know, whenever you look at the nominees and anything, it's there's nothing horror that's ever in that. And horror is kind of – okay, now here's a weird way to put it, but this is the honest answer to it. If you pretend you have an entire pie, we come back to pie again. But if you have an entire pie, 10% of that pie for the entire year is horror comics. So of all the comics made, 10% is horror. And when you look at all the other genres, that's actually the second biggest genre compared to superhero. And we started the Gastly Awards to basically, show excellence is how we worded, you know, show excellence in horror comics, where creators would nominate each other, which never happened. And I can say that on your show because we're changing the format next year to submission. based, which is kind of like, I believe, the Emmys are submission based. So if you submit your books to us, then you can be considered for nomination and the judges will choose that. But for 2012, we've installed a fan vote, and you know, basically it's just to really pinpoint who leads horror, because if anyone knows out there, Spike TV does not really do the justice that it should with their horrible, horrible award show that they think people watch because they put all the big titted bitches in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. GhastlyAwards.com.